in Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. It's around six lines from the bottom. Va'olchu Shnayim. B'nei Aaron Shnayim. This is the continuation of the Gemara we had learned previously, that the Gemara darshans from V'olchu B'nei Aaron Kehanim, that the Talmid needs six Kehanim. V'olchu Shnayim, Bnei Aaron Shnayim, Akehanim Shnayim, L'madnu L'tlesh Eton Shisha. So Rashi says, Haboso Hamisha, the Avorim need five Kehanim, V'akrovayim Be'echot. Omar Rav Hamnune, Kasha Leila Rabbelozo, Hai Beben Habokoksiv. How could you learn from this posik that the Talmid needs six Kahanim? This posik is speaking about Ben Habokko. God is speaking about Nadova also, that's besides the point. But it's speaking about Ben Habokko, who Ben Habokko Esrim V'arbo, and Ben Habokko needs 24. So how could you derive from this posik that a Tleh needs six? Ben Habokko Esrim V'arbo boy. V'nei Cholei. So Rabbi Leza answered this kash as follows. That it says, the posik, V'olchu b'nei Aaron HaKehanim, al ha'eitzim, asher al ha'eish, asher al ha'mizbeach. Eizehu dovo, shenema boy, eitzim, eish ha'mizbeach. Which korban needs eitzim, or nema boy, eitzim, eish ha'mizbeach? Havi oimer zetle. That's going on the tler of the Talmid. The Talmid Shal Shachar. Now, before we see Hashi, there's a very interesting pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel says as follows. The Af Al Gav, the Hukro de Darshinen, the Ben Habokko Ksit. This posik is speaking by Ben Habokko. Loi Ashkechon Ben Habokko, She'oilo, V'nerach Al Ha'eitzim, Al ha'eish asher al ha'mizbeach. Elo al ha'bosor shel tomid. Ki ha'tomid magdim lakil. Amir di kipshat, Rabbeinu Chananel says. Rabbeinu Chananel says that we have to know that the first korban they were makriv was the tomid. So the tomid was put on the atzei hamaroche. Now the tomid remained there. They never took away the tomid. The next day, Mr. Talmud, when they took away the ashes, so if there were ashes left over from the Talmud, that was also taken away. But the Talmud remained there the whole day. So all other Kabbonis were not put al ha'etzim. The only Kabbon that was put directly al ha'etzim was the Talmud Shal Shachar. Amir the Kibshah and the Gemara. Le'ashkeru ben Habokko sho'ilu min nerach al ha'etzim al ha'esh asher al ha'mizbeach. El al ha'bosor shel tomid, ki ha'tomid magdim lakel. So that bosor was on the maroche, and whatever was put over the maroche was put over the bosor of the tomid. El ha'kevish shel tomid, hil oilo berishoino. This went up first on the maroche. V'nerach ba'eitzim shale'eish. She'oisei shalom izbech va'olov, and over the b'sar ha'tomid kol ha'kobonis v'kivin she'imetzinu zeh adova ela betleh levadoi yadin in da haikro betleh nema. That is how the Rabbeinu Chananel says pshat in our Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says a different pshat. V'nichalei, Rabbi Lezel said, we have asked the kasha. How do we know that this pasuk is speaking about the Talmid? It says al ha'etzim asher al ha'esh iskro yaseiru. Because in the beginning of the pasuk it says as follows: v'nosnu eish va'olchu etzim va'olchu nesachim. So it says before that. So there's eish and etzim and nesachim. lo man no eis vol go eight and then va ogun is sochim. So we know va ogun is sochim is lomali su. Why does it have to say al ha'etzim asher al ha'esh? We just said before v'nos ne'esh v'olchu etzim. So kolchuch v'olchu nesachim v'olchu nesachim lomali. So why does it say lomali su al ha'etzim asher al ha'esh? Le midrash bei dahani vov kehanim hutzuchu le dovor shenemar boy esh v'etzim u'mizbeach. What kolben is there a chiyu to make a new maroche? For what kolben is there a chiyu to make a new maroche? The pasuk is telling us that you need nesachim ala eitzim ashalesh. And I was speaking about that a korban which needs a new maroche, heavy oimer zetle, tomid shel shachar, hiskikach akosuv boy, the tomid shel shachar needs a new maroche, lemareches eitzim chadosho bechol boike. The tomid shel shachar has to be put on a new maroche. Dechsi, ve'eish ala mizbeach tukad boy, Bahach moikdo sidr hamarochi kedesani lakam beperigimul. So by the parshas atomid it says that it should be put on a new maroche. And then it says the bir lakaim eitzim baboike vochale hoilo vomamar hoilo oilo rishayna. So the oilo rishayna has to be over a new maroche. Avoshal kabonis loihuskiku lechidush maroche. Other kabonis don't need a new maroche. The only korban that needs a new maroche is the tomid shel shachar. V'hanoch eitzim ve'esh, which is miyuter d'chsivi b'ben bokom, lav letzruche sidrei atzmo, it doesn't mean that the ben bokom needs a new maroche, elo mishum dadayim leinem reparsha sidrei hamaroche k'suva b'tzav esar. The Sidra Maroche wasn't said yet. That's Betzavasar. We can Israel daba bitzorche oilo. We're talking about an oilo. We're going to speak about how you're marich the nesochim of an oilo. And the mizbeach. So when we're speaking about marich nesochim, we also have to realize that one of the oilos which you put on the mizbeach is the oilos atomid, the tomid shel shachar. How is the oila put on the mizbeach? Kosav lon kan v'nosnu eish v'olchu eitzim da'asidur maroche d'shachis koi. This is going. This is in the middle of the posik. The posik tells us that there is a, in certain cases, there's a instance that you have to make a new maroche first. So this is going on the Tomid Shel Shachar. On this pasuk it says, you need six kehanim. Now we're going to start a new sugya. Omar Rab Asi, Omar Rab Yoichanim. Zor shesider es hamaroche. A zor that was mesader the atzei maroche. The atzei maroche, a zor was mesader. Chayev. So he's chayiv misa. Keitzad hu oise. Now, there's two problems. One problem is he's chayiv misa, and that's fafalan, that we can't do anything about it. But we have a different problem. We have a problem that the maroche was made bepsul. The maroche has to be made al yedei akoyin, and azor made it. So keitzad hu oise, what should he do? Perko. So he should take it apart. Because this maroch is not good. V'choizel v'soidro. And then you're mesadr it back. Now the Gemara understood that v'choizel v'soidro is going back on the zor. That he's mesadr again. In fact, the Gemara Mayahanilis, what did you accomplish? Why do you have a new maroch that's made through a zor? That doesn't help anything. Elo, no, it doesn't mean that. Elo pirko zor. No, the zor can take it apart. V'soidro koyim. So that it means to make the new maroche, we could use the Zohar to be Soiser the Maroche or Rishoyne, then a coin will make a new Maroche. Let us see Rashi. Chayev Misa. Purka Hazor. So what is the Chiddush? Ein Tzorich Koyen Lister Siduro. Ela Hazor Ba'atme. You don't need a Koyen to be Soiser the Maroche. That the Zohar can also do. Ela Hazor Ba'atme. So, that's the Chmir. There's a Chiddush over here. I mean, Rashi says the Chiddush. You don't need a koyin to be soiser the maroch. A zor can also do it. So it could be that be'emesin, since you cannot make a new maroche without being soiser the old maroche, the maroche has to be, there's a certain mokum where the maroche has to be. So I would perhaps think that this is the haschole of the asiyah of the new maroche, because you can't make a new maroche without being soisa the old maroche. So I would think this also falls into the category of asiyas amaroche, enabling the pu'ula of prike, which is enabling us to make a new maroche, is the haschole of the new maroche, because you can't make a maroche without being poish the old one. So I would think you also need kahuna for this. It's Kamash Malon. For this you don't need Kuna. That Baksimir is the Chiddush of Rashi. And we'll see in Taisus. Taisus also has such a similar Svore, that the Hachone has a Din of Aschole of the next Avoide. In Kamash Malon here, that it can be done a Yedei Zo. I saw the Mikdash Tovid as her Ora over here. We have mentioned a few times the Mishnah Lamelech in Perik Tes from Hilchas Bias Migdosh says Pshat that the Gemara says Zor al Gabi Mezbeach Sala Daitach Shezor Korov Eitzel HaMezbeach. Could you have a Zor that's Korov Eitzel HaMezbeach? We had this in Taisvis, and Taisvis used the Sfora Afilu by something that is not an Avoide. Afilu, you say, Trumas Hadeshin is not an Avoide. Afal Piken, Taisvis mentioned, and you don't need Big De Kohune. Afal Piken, Taisvis mentioned this Sfora, V'chisalke Daitach, Shezor Korev Legabi Mizbeach. So the Mishlamal explains Shitas HaTaisvis, that Taisvis holds that we learn out from a posik that a zor is not allowed to be mekarev eitzel amizbeach. So Taisvis learns it's not an iser avoide, it's an iser mechitze. That means that this is a certain mokim where a zor can't be. There's different places in the Beis HaMikdash it can't be, and one of these places is al gabe hamizbeach. He saw, and that's the lashon of the Gemara. Sal al daitach shezor korav eitzel mizbech. Azor does not belong, so it's an iser mechitza, and it's iser mokim. He's not allowed to be there. That's the din. That's what the Mishnah Lamelech said. That's one Mishnah Lamelech. There's the second Mishnah Lamelech that says as follows. For example, there are certain mekaymes that is also a bia rikonis. That means, let's say, to walk into the heichel. Samazai wants to take a guided tour. He wants to go into the heichel, but there's no legitimate reason for him to go into the heichel. There's an isser of a bia rikonis. Not allowed to go in Samazai. If you have an avoided to do, you go in. If you don't have an avoided to do, you stay out. There's an isser of bia rikonis. Zok the Mishnah Melech. If a person had no right to go into the heichel, fine. He's there now. So why say no? Hatosi avisi, I went in, tavan. But now is he permitted to remain there? So the Mishnah Lamelech says, just like there's an iser bia, you're not allowed to go in without, if there's no tzayich avoy, you're not allowed to remain there. You're not to remain there. You have to go out right away. As Isaac the Mishnah Lamelech. So tainet the Migdash David, so the chayre, if we say that is an iser mechitze, that a zor is not allowed to be al gabi amizbeach, that's not his mokim. So what's that poirko? He stands there and he takes apart the maroch. What are you doing there? You have to get out as quick as possible. He's a makaris tonga sachidish, that you don't need kahuna to be soisel the maroch. But al kaponim vaisis, he's permitted to do it. Frekte migdash David, How is he permitted to do it? L'chayre, there should be an Isser Shehiye, since there's an Isser Biye. Okay, that's a ha'orah from the Mikdash Dov. Now, Balal Kaponim, let us just chaza over Nochamol. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said that a Zor that was Mesader the Maroche, he's Chayiv Misa. He's Chayiv Misa, that's what he said. And then there's another thing, the Maroche is also Apostle of Maroche. You have to take it apart and put it together. Maskif lo Rab Zeire. So Rab Zeire asked Akashe to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan. V'chi yesh l'cho avoide shekesheira balaylo upsulo bizor. Now the word psula bizor is very misleading. Upsula bizor means that a zor is chayiv misa. The Mefarshim, the Ritva, the Taisus Arosh, the Taisus Yishonim explained Rab Zeire is asking such a kasha. Eistis Sidur HaMaroche was Avoidis HaLaila. That was done at night. That was not done by Yom. Avoidis HaLaila, it's also bizarre. That's for sure. But Avoidis HaLaila, Rab Zeire held Misvore, that's an Avoid Gerua. And an Avoid Gerua, there's no Chiyiv Misa on Azor. That was Rab Zeire's Kash. He says, Rab Yochanan came to say a statement that Zor She Sidur HaMaroche Chayiv Misa, Maskiv lo Rab Zeire, v'chi yesh lecho avoyde shekshere balaylo. This is an avoyde grue, upsulo besor, and azor is chayiv misa for this. Frek de gemore v'loi, it's such a klal, that an avoyde slaylo, you're not chayiv misa, v'arei eivorim updorim, the haktore of eivorim updorim, we had on daf chov dalet amed alef. Let us just refresh our memories, because it'll be negeya the sugya. We hear in the machloikis, Rav and Levi, and Daf Chav Dalad Amad Alef. Rav said, Arba avoides zor chayev aleim misa, zrike ba'aktore v'nisach hamayim v'nisach hayayim. Abol kaponim, haktore means haktore seivorim also. Haktore, haktore steiris, haktore seivorim. If a zor is makte reivorim, is chayev misa. Levi is moisev, and Trumas Hadeshni is also chayev. And the machlokes, Rav and Levi is, Trumas Hadeshni is an avoidus siluk, not avoidus matone. And Rav holds you need avoidus matone to be mechayiv misa, and Levi holds afilo avoidus siluk, bachutz is also chayiv misa. Aber al koponim, aber that's klar. Haktoras eivorim, azor will make haktoras eivorim, is chayiv misa. So memele, so the Gemara is a kasha Rab Zeire. No, hekter evorim is kosher balayla. It's an avoidus layla. So memele, and you still chayiv misa. So what are you asking on Rab Yochanan if he said that sidur amaroche azor is chayiv misa? It's avoidus layla. We see avoidus layla is chayiv misa. Haktoras evorim is chayiv misa. Emphat the Gemara avoide di yemomehi. No, don't ask a kasha from Aktoras Eivorim Apdorim. This is avoided the Yemome. This is an avoided Hayyim. So, I wanted to be mamtik this Gemara a little bit. There's a Gemara in Psochem. The Gemara says in Psochem, Av Samachesam at Beis, that Chavive Mitzvah Bishaita. We see the chaviva mitzvah b'shaita that in Shabbos the haktore of the masafim, the tmidim, is doiche Shabbos. It's kosher meitzoi Shabbos, but chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So what is pshat? That even though haktore is kosher balayla, but the shas haktore is bayoyim. If you didn't do bayoyim, you do it balayla. So lechayre could be the Gemara saying over here. The Gemara saying. Pshat is haktore, haktores eivorim. It's avoided the yemomo. The Gemara means to say as follows: the ikir shas haktore is bayoyim. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That's the shas haktore. No, pshat is if you did not do it bayoyim, so you could do the avoidus hayoyim balaylo. That means you have an extension of this month, but it's an avoidus hayoyim. It's not avoidus halaylo. It's avoidus hayoyim. Avoidus hayoyim. Yechayev Misa. That's called an avoid of Shuvah. But I'm doing an avoid of Sayyim Balayla. That's what the Gemara means, avoid of the Yemame. This is avoid of Sayyim. Ma she'en kein, Sidr HaMaroche is avoid of Salayla. I'd like to be myself one more knetch. The Ritva says, we're speaking about the Sidr HaMaroche that we're speaking about includes that he said like this, it was very interesting. He says that he had a lot of kabonis, so many times during the night it occurred that the maroche got finished, got burnt out. All the fuel was burnt out. So they had to make a new maroche, not speaking about a new maroche for the Tomid Shol Shachar. They had to make a new maroche to continue the Haktorah Balayla. And we're speaking about this, the Ritva says. So it's speaking about Asiyas HaMa'aroche for the Hector Balaylo. So it could be, so this is Icha Mitzvah Salaylo. That means it's night now. I have to make Haktore. I don't have fuel, so I'm making a new Maroche. So this is an Avodah Salaylo. That means the Eitzim Shaboy, this is, even though I'm using the Eitzim for the Dvorim HaNiktorim, but this avoid is avoidus alayla. Means it's night. I need fuel now, so I'm making a maroche. This is avoidus alayla. The dvorim haniktorim, that's called avoidus hayoim. That's called that the emes in the shas that they should have been niktar was bayoim. No, you could be mamshech the avoidus hayoim balayla. So haktore is called avoidus hayoim. So therefore, zor is chayev. Aber Sidra Maroche, that's called Avoidus Alayla, and Rab Zeire asks Akasha, where do we see that Avoidus Alayla, one should be, Azor should be Chayev Misa? Frek de Gemore verei Trumes Hadeshen, ay Trumes Hadeshen, Levi says, hey, says Trumes Hadeshen, you're also Chayev Misa. And Rav only is Chaylik, because Rav holds that Trumes Hadeshen is Avoidus Siluk, aber like this, aber weiss doch ois, that Trumas Hadeshen, you also Chayev Misa. Aye, Trumas Hadeshen is Avodas Halayla. Zman is Halayla. And for the Gemara, Tchilas Avodah D'Yemomei. No, this is the beginning of Avodas Hayoim. So, Mamel, this is the beginning of Avodas Hayoim, so here's the Chaymer of Avodas Hayoim. So therefore, Azor is Chayev Misa. How do we know this is Tchilas Avodas Hayoim? The Omar Ravasi, Omar Rabbi Yechen, and another member of Rabbi Yechen, Kideish Yodo, Letrumas Hadeshen. It was Mekadish Yodo, Letrumas Hadeshen, Lemocho. So when it becomes Alois Hashacha, Einei Tzorech Lekadish, Shekva Kiddish, Mitchilas Havoide. It was already Mekadish, Mitchilas Havoide. So it's considered that, so we see the Trumas Hadeshen is the Tchila of Avoides Hayoim. So there's a Chaymer of Avoides Hayoim. So that's good. But Rav Zeire still has a kasha. That means all the things you're asking are Rav Zeire, that's avoided the Yemom, Tchilas avoided the Sayyim. But Rav Zeire is asking a legitimate kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. But how, where do you see that Sidr HaMarocha, which is avoided Halaylo, where do you see that avoided Halaylo, there should be a Chiyav Misa on a Zor? This is not an avoided Shuvah. Ve'elo kash, zog de gemor, oh, is tak gefregt, ich hab sehr, sehr gut, is tak gibt's ein bitterer Geschäft. So de gemor, sie ist tak aber irrdike kash. You're right. Elo ki itma, hochi itma. So we have to make a greis. Omar Rab Asi, Omar Rab Yechenen, zor she sider shnei gzirei eitzerim, a gzor, that was misada. That means like this. By the Seder Amaroche, first they made Amaroche. There was an entity of Amaroche, which had a psabzundere tzure. There was a Amaroche. Over the Maroche, later they made shnei gzirei eitzim, which was put an addition to the Maroche. They had maybe a different tzure. They were very large pieces of wood, but there was the shnei gzirei, this was a hisofer. The shnei gzirei eitzim ubir oleho hakoyin eitzim. These are the two eitzim over the maroch, over the moigdo ubir hakoyim eitzim baboiker baboiker. So the sidur shnei gzirei eitzim was boiker. That you needed yoyim already. So memela, so the gemara says like this: Rab Zeire, 100% right. Rabbi Yochanan could never have said sidur hamaroche azor is chayiv misa because that's avoidus halayla, that's avoidus grua. weil bei der Gruhe des no din of des no chiev misa an soros. No, no, that's what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Bei der chiev misa ochi itma. Oma Rav Asi, oma Rabbi Yochanan. Zor, shesider, shnei gzirei eitzim chayim, hoyel, va'avoy de shayim. He forget that was in the lotion of Rabbi Yochanan. Forget he specified it. He knew that what the discussion. Forget, shnei gzirei eitzim, which this is avoy de shayim, avoy de shayim, then there's a loch attacker that is a chiyiv misa and zos. Let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi, v'arei eivorim updorim, hekter chalovim shukol alayla, Vishavinu la'el me'alba avoidish azor chayiv alayim misa. We learned that this is one of the four avoidish chayiv misa. So Gemara said that's avoided the yamome. Seif avoided the yamome. Breitrumes adeshen d'chsiv kohune and azor is also chayiv misa. So Gemara said that there's different, it's chilas avoidish ayim. Elo kashe. So now we're back to Rabzeiris kashe. Aber v'chiyesh lecho avoyde shekshayra balaylo shepsula bezor. So he said, so the Gemara said, the Elo yitmach yitmer, that Rabbi Yochanan had said, that shnei gzirei eitzim yurchayev, as if azor was masada shnei gzirei eitzim yurchayev. V'avoyde shayoymi. And this is tak avoyde shayoymi. Tersiv ubier oler hakoyim eitzim baboiker baboiker. Period. Zokte Gemara weiter. Maskif lo rove. So na rove es takashe an Rabbi Yochanan. Es is Rabbi Yochanan had said that sidor shnei gzirei eitzim. So he said two chidushim. Chidush number one that ezor is chayiv misa. Kiddush number two, he said it's an avoidus hayoim. We'll see at the end of the sugya, could be it's not so poshut, it's an avoidus hayoim. Even though it says baboike, baboike, maybe the Yisraim boike, ten boike la bokre, maybe he can do it even before the yoim. It's not so poshut if it's avoidus hayoim. Alak upon him, Rabbi Yochanan had said that see the shneg zirei eitzim is avoidus hayoim. Shneg zirei eitzim azor is chayiv misa. Frek de gemore elo miyato tiboi payis. So if it's so choshuv that the dazor is chayiv misa and avoidus hayoyim, so there should be a special pious for shnei gzirei eitzim. And for the Gemara is the mitzay hodesanye. We learned in Abaraise and Avchav Beis, mi shezocha betrumas adeshem, Zocha besidah marocha besidah shnei gzirei eitzim. So that means there was a pious for the seed shnei sabraise. But there was a pious. The one who was zeicha betchumas adeshen got a package deal and he was zeicha for the seed shnei gzirei eitzim also. So there's taka pious. Rove did not know of this baraise. Frekta rakasha, but Baruch Hashem, there is a pious. Finished. But now the Gemara is medayik from the loshen of Rove. Asis Rove told us the qualifications of pious is you need Misa Abzorus and an Avoidus Hayoim. You need these two things in order to be, that there should be a din pious. Frek the Gemara, and that was his kasha, Elamiyato, if it's Tidus Negizereitzim has these two qualifications, there should be a pious on it. Frek the Gemara, the Memre, Da avoidas yoim boi pais, avoidas laila le boi pais. That's what you're saying. Elamiyato. Frek de gemore vrei evorim updorim. Evorim updorim. There's also a pais for them. Evorim updorim, there's a pais. That's avoidas a laila. And with the Gemara, no, seif avoided the imame. No, that's seif avoided the imame. This is called avoidus hayoim. Frek the Gemara, verei trumas adeshen, there's a pious for trumas adeshen also. That's avoidus halayla. And for the Gemara, mishum maise shahoy. So, l'chayre, the Gemara could have answered, and we'll learn Taisus pretty soon, the Gemara could have answered, like the Gemara answered before, that Trumas Hadeshin is Tchilas Avoyde Diyamomehi. That's Taisus Kasha, but the Gemara doesn't answer this. The Gemara says a different terrors. That you're right. Trumas Hadeshin really doesn't deserve a pious. It's Aboides Halayla. It's not a Choshev Aboide. No, Mishamaisa Shahoya, there was Nebuchadnezzar Glick, that there was a Cain was in a Sakone. He broke a foot and thus. So my Mela, so they had to make a pious. So the pious of Trumas Hadeshin was not Mitam Chshivusoy, not because it's deserved, but they had to do it, or else there would be problems. Let us see Rashi. Elo miyate d'chshive kulei hai shi avoides ayoyim v'zor chaye v'oleo. So there should be a pious and shnei gzirei eitzim. So Moses ain't a chnami, there is, and Rova did not know this paraisa. L'meimre d'avoides yoyim boi pious, m'da'askif Rova elo miyate t'boi pious. Michlal, so b'aistach ha'istahach avoidi d'boi pious, and avoides ayoyim needs pious. Let us see the top Tosfos. Lememre davoides yoim boi pious ad vaharei trumas hadeshen. So the Gemara is a kasha trumas hadeshen needs a pious, even though lechayre it's not avoides hayoim. Taimoli. My kaporech, amai loy mishani, tchilas avoides hayoyim. You let the Gemara say the way we said before. Kedishonin on lael. Why the Gemara of a sudden now has to say a new terence? Yesh loyma. So Tosfos wants to explain that the Gemara here is saying something else. The hochi osi lameima. The Gemara says now, the bo'inon tavayu. In order that there should be a din pious, you need two factors, two tnoim. Number one, avoides yoim. You need it to be an avoides hayoim. Number two, umisa bezo. The lechayre mashmale, and that would seem, the rove, the porich, that, this yisod, these two factors that you need for pious, that would seem that we'll see this from rove. The porich elo miyata. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is avoidus hayoyim v'zoch hayvolom misa shibichayi, this should be a pious. El miyata hochi koma, elo miyata, dikoma chayvis v'zoch, tiboyi pious. Umash v'nami elo miyata, dikoris le avoidus hayoyim. That means Rabbi Yochanan had said two statements. Number one, he said that it's avoidus hayoyim. Number two, he said that Azor is Chayev Misa. So then Rava said, over there's these two factors, there should be a din pious. Alme de be'inin tavayu linyin pious. So now the Gemara's going to ask two kashas on Rava. So the first kasha was, Arayei vorim updorim, nenehei de zor chayev aleyim, mikol moikam avoides lailu. So why is there a pious on Arayei vorim updorim? So the Gemara answered, it's not avoidus laila, it's avoidus, it's a safe, avoided the imamu. It's not avoidus laila. Vahode porich mitrumes hadeshen, then the Gemara asks from trumes hadeshen, what is the kash from trumes hadeshen? Isviri lon kerav. Now we mentioned before, on Daf Chof Dalet, we hear a machloikis rav and levi, if trumes hadeshen is a chiyav misa. Rav holds there's no chiyuv misa because it's avoda siluk. Levi holds there's a chiyuv misa because an avoda siluk mibachutz is chayiv misa. Fregt Gemara kasha svira like Rav, if we hold like Rav, the loy mechayiv zor avoda siluk, that a zor is not chayiv an avoda siluk. Alme. So the kasha by Trumas Hadeshen is not a kasha. Why is there a pious? It's avoidus laila. And avoidus laila, I'll tell you, it's not called avoidus laila. It's called the trilus avoided the imamu. The Gemara asks a different kasha. According to, if we hold like Rav, so there's no chiyuv misa. Rav said there's no chiyuv misa by Trumas Hadeshen because it's avoidus siluk. If there's no chiyuv misa, and Rav said you need two to know him in order there should be a din pious. One night has to be avoidus shoyim, and another night has to be achiyuv misa bezorus. And according to Rav, that there's no chiyuv misa, so if according to Rav that there's no chiyuv misa, so why is there pious? That's the Gemara's kashish. ועוד הפורך מתרומס הדש, נסביר אלי כרע, דולוי מחאי וזור אבוי דסילוק אלמה. אף על גב, דולוי מחאי וזור אלו בוי פייס. So memela, that's what we see from Rove. וכן פרש רשי לממרו, ודגמור עשו from Rove, to יסוידס. תעבוי דשם וכי מיסה בזור בוי פייס. So that was the Gemara's kasha. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, so we see there's a kasha, there's a chi of pious, even though there's no misa bezoros. Zuktaisvis v'loy nehire mashe pirish de bederech im timtza loymer de sova kerab. So comes out the whole kasha is only based on an assumption that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav. That means if Rabbi Yochanan will not hold like Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan will hold as a chi of Misa by Trumas Adeshin, then there's no kasha why there's a din pious by Trumas Adeshin, because there's a chi of Misa Lezoros. No kasha is only if Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav. Tobi Yerushalmi, in Yerushalmi state, Yesh Zor Shetoram, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayim. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Levi. That azor shetoram trumas adeshin is chayiv misa. So bezei, so what's the kasha? I bezei, it's very good. The why is a din pious according to Rabbi Yochanan because it's a chayiv misa and it's avoid shayin. So memele, so Tosfos got stuck. Now we're back with the kasha again. We're back with the kasha. So what is the problem? What's the problem with trumas adeshin? Trumas adeshin is avoid shayin. It is azor es chayiv misan trumas adashin. That's why there's a din pious. So toisves ele yeshloime de porech lelishne kama de leel de koma avaydes laylai. The beginning of the second peirik, we had a pilpul in the Gemara on this yesoid. Is trumas adashin avaydes yoim or avaydes laylo? Is the beginning the Gemara held? It's avaydes laylo. Later the Gemara brings down this memory of Rabbi Yochanan. That's called Avodas Yoyim. It's a schol of Avodas Yoyim. But the Gemara that said it's Avodas Laila. So Tosfos says that the Gemara's kash over here is according to Yenna Mahalach and Avchav Beis that Trumas Hadeshin is Avodas Laila. The Kivega asks two very starke kashas on Tosfos. Let us see in Gilyan Ashas. Temuali. The lemay tzorich loyma the pachinon is svirelei le Rabbi Yochanan kerav. Tosfos said that the kasha and rove is that if Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, so we see that there's a din pious even though there's no chi of misa betrumas hadash. How bepshutay neiched. The pochine l'rove, the svirele, the pious, tole b'chiv. So why do you have to bring in Rabbi Yochanan over here? Rove we see holds that Rove's kasha was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that shnei gzire yaitzim is the zachiv misen and tzavay deshoim, so there should be din pious. Aber kaponim, the formula of pious, Rove said, not Rabbi Yochanan. Rove said that when if there's these two factors, Avodas Yoyim and Chiyuv Misa Lezoros, is a din pious. So memeila, like the Gemara kasha af Rove imkein leRav, the Baharome in Zochayiv ole amai hoye pious. Ma bekat Rabbi Yochanan leSvira leKirav mikomokim kosher leRav lama hoye pious. Why do you have to bring in Rabbi Yochanan? Why do you have to involve Rabbi Yochanan? Is a poshet kasha on Rove from Rav. Rove said you need two factors in order that there should be a pious. The two factors are Chiyuv Misa Lezoros and Avodas Yoyim. Rav holds that by Trumas Adeshin there's no Chiyuv Misa Lezoros because it's Avodas Siluk. Bahopikin, the Mishnah says is a pious. So that's the kasha. The kasha from Rove on Rav. You don't have to involve Rabbi Yochanan. What Rabbi Yochanan holds is irrelevant. Gam tamuali al tirutzom lelishne kamet. So what did Tosfos answer? Tosfos says that the Gemara's kasha, the kert is a chiyuv misa, the zachiyuv misa, Nor, the kasha was according to the first lashon, according to the first lashon and afrov beis, Trumas Hadeshin is avodas laila. So the Gemara says kasha, it's avodas laila. So ibazoi. So why is there din pais? And that the Gemara answers that mishumaisha shahoya. Praktoisves of mikol makim yiksha. There's another problem though. Taisus brought down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yechayev Misa and Trumas Hadeshin. Now our Gemara is going that Trumas Hadeshin is Avodas Laila. So Mikomokim Yiksha, Echam Rabbi Yochanan, the Zor Shetorim Chayev, have Avodas Laila, Vetzorich Iyun. So that is Rabbi Kebegis to Kashis and Taisus. Let us see the Gemara further. Frag the Gemara. Lememre, da avoides yoim, b'shezor chayev oleo mise, boi pais. So the Gemara is saying that from Rava we see, we need two factors that there should be a din pious. You need avodas yoim, b'shezo chayev ala misa. Aba ein zo chayev ala misa, leboi pious. That we see from Rava. Frek de gemore v'harei shchite. Shchite is, zor is in chayev misa, shchite kshere bezor. V'af al pikein, there's a din pious by shchita mishoichet. So how does shchita stem with the klolim of Rava? And for the Gemara, shiny shchita de tchilas avoidei. Shchita is the beginning of the avoide. So I saw in Mikdash Tovid, he explains pshat, what does that mean, shiny shchita de tchilas avoidei? It means as follows. It means that, let's say, for example, avoidas rike, it's poshut that you need pious. Avoidas rike, that's avoidas hayoim, and azor is chayav ala misa. So, shchite, that's the tchile of avoidas rike, so it gets the dinim of what it's a tchile to. Since this is the haschole of zrike, so memele, it gets dinim of zrike. So just like we understand by zrike, there is a din pious. So who a din by shchite, which is the trilas avoide, is also a din pious. That is the teretz and rove. Let us see Taisvis. Ein zor chayev misa loiboi pious. This yesoid we see that rove holds. That in order that there should be a din pious, we need these two factors. It should be avodas yoim and zor chayev misa. Ve'im toima frektoisves, I have another kasha. Reidishun mizbeach hapnimi v'amenoire. There also is a pious. That in the second pious, there were mefayis who get mizoicha to the dishun mizbeach hapnimi v'amenoire. Now, dishun mizbeach hapnimi, there's no chi of misa on this because it's not avoided tame. That means it's only the haschalas avoid. It's not an avoided tame. So memele, so there's no chi of misa. So why is there a pious and dishem is beich apnimi? Yeshloima emphatoisvis kidemishani. Just like the Gemara answered, the shchita tchilas avoidei. What did the Gemara say? Similar kasha by shchita. Shchita is also no chi of misa and zoros. Afal pi kein, there's a pious. So the Gemara said, because this is the beginning of the avoidei. Ochinami neimo dishun mizbeach apnimi tchilas avoidei dahaktor. That means you have to be machsher the mizbeach in order to be able to make a haktor. This is the beginning of avodas haktor, v'dishin menoira, tchilas adlokei. So memele, so therefore, the tchile has the Chaimer and the Koyach of what it's Atchila too. So just like the Gemara said, that even though by Shchita there's no Chiyav Misa Lazorus, Af Al Pikin, even though there's no Chiyav Misa Lazorus, but since this is the Tchila to Zrike, so it has the Koyach of Zrike, and Zrike there's a Chiyav Misa Lazorus, and a Mela Shchita, there's a Din Pais on Shchita. So Taisvah says, Dishim is Be'ech HaPnimi, V'dishim HaMnoire, that is the Haschole of the Haktor and Adloke. So it has the Chaimer of Haktor and Adloke, and just an Haktor and Adloke, Adloke is very problematic, but Haktor is a Chi of Mise, so the Tchile of Haktor also, it's Ke'ilu, there's a Chi of Mise, Ligabi, that there should be a Din Pais, by Dishon, Bizbeach apnimi. Now, Gavulche, the svara we had mentioned in the beginning of the sugi, we had mentioned the svara that is a chiddush that a zor is permitted to be soiser the maroche. You don't need a koyin to be soiser the maroche. We had mentioned before that there would be a havamine that a zor could not be soiser the maroche. So we wanted to say because the stiras hamaroche. Is one cannot make a new maroche without being soisa the old maroche. So we would be a svara to say that the stiras amaroche is the haschole of the new maroche. And just like amaroche a yidei zor doesn't have a hershe maroche, so the stira of the posel maroche, which is the haschole of the new maroche, also is posel a yidei zor. Shteito that it is kosher. So the Lucheira, we see the same svare in Taisvis. Taisvis says that the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi has a din of Hascholos HaKtoiris. Now, what's the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi? It's only Machshir the Mizbeach that now you can make Aktor on it. And that's when Taisa says, no, but since you need this to make Aktor, this is called Haskolos Aktor. So that's very much the way we said that the Biesvor to say that the Prikas HaMaroche is called Haskolos Sidur HaMaroche, and the Biesvor that should be possible all your days up. Let us go a little further in the Gemara. Fragt die Gemara, wo ha'anan omar marzutre v'itaymo rabashi. Wo ha'anan lo isnan hochi. That means, what are you telling me? You're telling me that sidur shnei gzire eitzim is avoides hayoim. It doesn't seem like that. Because we learned in the Mishneh, Omer lehem ha-memuneh, when they wanted to find out when it became Yoim, so the Munah told them, Tzu re'u imigia zman ha-shchita, that they should go up on the roof to see if the, even though it was light, you could see there's ascholos ha-oyer in the Azoreh, but it could be that Toyer ha-levoneh. So the Memuna told them, Tzuru megiya zman shchita. Is it yoin? See if it's alois ha-shachar, but see if it's zman shchita. You have to go up on the roof and see if it's zman shchita. So l'chayre, if for the sidur shnei gzirei eitzim, you also need yoin, so why doesn't it say in the Mishnah, Tzuru megiya zman sidur shnei gzirei eitzim? If you tell me you need yoin, Baboike is mechayv that you need yoim. So why didn't he tell them tzura megiya zman sidur shnei gzirei eitzim? Dvilu zman shnei gzirei eitzim like Tony. So vayis tochoyis. Not the way Rabbi Yochanan said. No taka voidus halaylo. Enfa de gemore hach te leslo takanta ktoni, hach de islo takanta like Tony. So the gemore says no. It could very well be that Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is Avoidus Hayoim. Ah, if it's Avoidus Hayoim, So why didn't the Mamuna tell them to go and verify if it's Gia's man Shneg Zirei Eitzim? So because that's not Kefelach. You put on the Shneg Zirei Eitzim by night. So what'll be? They made a mistake. It was Taka really night. So they'll go and put it on again. I mean, it's Nish Kefelach. The Sido you can make over again. So it's a brandnish. Mashenkin, if you're gonna shech the tomit that night, so you'll have a puzzle of tomit. So mamele, so there's less late takanta. My the tomit's less late takanta. So therefore they had to be matriach, someone to go up and find out if it's takayoyim. That's by the shchitas ha-tomit. By the sido, shnei gzirei eitzim, there it's not kefelach. It's not kefelach, afilu. It's Lila, so they'll find out later it's Lila, so they'll be Mesadrit again. Let us see what Rashi says. V'ha'anan lo'isnan she'esidu shneg zirim avoydishoyim. We didn't learn that it's avoydishoyim. It says, imigiyaz man ha'shchite, meyer ha'mizrach, ve'eis lishchet ha'satmidim. Shashchite psula balaylo d'chsiv biyoyim zivchachem. So the Gemara says no. It could very well be that shneig ziriyetzim is avoydus hayoyim. If it's avoydus hayoyim, if it is avoydus hayoyim, so why didn't they say to they should verify that it's yoyim lagabi sidu shneig ziriyetzim? Mas says he only did this legabi the tomid. The last late takantam nishchat balaylo. By the tomid there's no takonim. So therefore they had to make 100% sure that it's yoyim. But by the sidosh negizreyetzim, this late takanta im sidron balaylo. What is tak if they made a mistake? The mesada balaylo perko. So you'll take them off. The choizer v'soidron b'yoyim will be mesada nochamo. Lekach, some mele, so it's not a calamity if he was misada the shneig zirei eitzim was takalaylo. So it's a posel of siddur, so he'll pick it up and put it down again. Lekach lehitrichoi lalois legag velirois im higia hazman. Sha'oisoi hatoireyach lehitrichoi. The whole reason for this tikh is shepam achas olam oir halvone. V'di musheir amizrach v'shachdu es atomit kidektoni lo beperigimu. Avos sidur gzirim siduroi. The Menachem Meshimev siduroi misheir amizrach bekarka azore. The siddur is Mishay Amizrach Bekarka Azore. Be'im Tobe Meiravon Aleich Bislu Shere Yeish Takone Bedovo. There is a Takone Shere Yeish Takone Bedovo. So Memele, so that is why it's not necessary to send a Shliach to be Mevara that there was that the Heir Amizrach. Agav Urche, the Migdash David is Ma'ira from Rashi. It seems he brings the Siddur of Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Was this done before Hatzosas Ha'esh or after Hatzosas Ha'esh? How was it? They made a Maroche, and then did they kindle the Eish and they put the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim over the Maroche with the Eish burning? Or they first made the maroche, then they made the shnei gzirei eitzim, and then they were madlik deish. So he says, so he brings a machlokes in this. He says from Arashi is a raya that they were not madlik the eish till after the shnei gzirei eitzim. Because Rashi says, what will be if they put it balaylo? So they'll take it off and put it on again. He says, what do you mean take it off and put it on again? It's burning already. That means if the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim had to be put on after the Eish was burning, she can't take it off and put it on again. Maybe you could put different Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. And you use this for Atzei Maroch, but you can't take it off and put it on again. It started to burn already. So he says, it's a Raya from Rashi, that Rashi holds that the Siddur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim on the Ma'aroche was done even before, it was done before the Hadlokas Eish. This is the first Lashon of the Gemara. Be'ika Damri. Now there's another Lashon of the Gemara. Maskif lo Rabbi Zeire. Rabbi Zeire asked a different kasha. That means the first Lashon of the Gemara was, and since we don't have too much time, we'll just skip over the few Gemaras that Rashi is moichik, then we'll have to learn it over again. According to the first Lashon of the Gemara, we had as follows. Rabbi Yochanan had said that a zor that was mesader atzei hamaroche is chayev misa. That was Rabbi Yochanan's memory, and Rabbi Zeire asked on Rabbi Yochanan, why is he chayev misa? It's an avodas halayla. Avodas halayla is not chayev misa, it's avodas geruah. So the Gemara Taka said, you're right, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say on the Siddur Amaroch, Rabbi Yochanan said on the Siddur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, which is Avoides Hayoyim. The Ika Da Amri, others say, Maskif Lo Rab Zeire, Rab Zeire is a different kasha. The Chiyesh Lecho Avoido, Sheyesh Achreo Avoido Upsulo Bezo. Rab Zeire is a different kasha in Gans. Rab Zeire is a kasha, we had a klal, and Afchov Dalet, Amad Aleph and Amad Beis, that a Zor is only Chayiv Misa, it's an Avoidah Tamo. If this Avoidah ends this Inyan, this is the Gemara of Avoidah, then there's a Chayiv Misa. If it's not an Avoidah Tamo, there's no Chayiv Misa. So Rabbi Zeire Esta Kashe, Siddur HaMaroche is the beginning. You're not finished with making the Maroche. Afterwards, you have to put on the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. So Siddur HaMaroche is not an avoided tamah. So it's not avoided tamah. Why are you chayiv misa? That was Rab Zeir's kasha. Rab Zeir's kasha was not because it's avoided slayla. Rab Zeir's kasha was because it's not an avoided tamah. Maskiv lo Rab Zeir v'chiyesh locho avoido sheyesh achreo avoido. That means it's not an avoided tamah. There's another avoided afterwards. Upsula bezor nazor is chayiv misa. Let us see Rashi. Sheyesh achreo sidur avoido. After this Siddur, there's another Avoidah, Siddur Shnei Gzirim. Upsulo, Shesh Achreo Siddur, Avoidah Siddur Shnei Gzirim, Upsulo Bezor, Lis Chayim Mises, Akad Azor Bi Chayim Mises, if it's not an Avoidah Tama. So let us skip over now this Gemorim. Eloi Itmar, 5 lines from the top. You're right. Rab Zeire yesking amayra de kekashe. You're right. Rab Yochanan can never say that you chayiv misa on Siddur HaMaroche because Siddur HaMaroche is not an avodah tamah. Elo yitma ochi yitma. Omar Rabasi omar Rab Yochanan. Zol she Siddur shnei gzirei eitzim chayiv hoyol avodah tamah. Oh, that's the end of the avodah sasiddur. First you mesader the maroche, then you mesader the shnei gzirei eitzim. That's the end of avodah siddur. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said that when the zol that made the gmar hasiddur, he's chayiv misa. Zot Rashi hoyol avodah tamah. The Sholem lay Siddur. He was Goyme the Siddur. That's an Avodah Tamah. So therefore, there you are. That's why he's Chayav Misa. Maskif lo Rove. So now Rove asks a question. Elo miyato. If you'll tell me that Siddur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is an Avodah Tamah, that you're Chayav Misa, so why isn't there pious by Siddur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim? Fragte Gemore, v'loi boi pious? Shnei Gzirei Eitzim doesn't need pious? For a sign we learned in the Baraisa, mi shezocha betrum azadesh, niske be Siddur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. So verkehrte, is there pious in order to be zeicha to Shnei Gzirei Eitzim? So for some reason, the Gemara does not say ishtimitzayim. לרוב האח ברייסה, we'll see in Tosfos why not. No, here it seems Rav did have a good kasha. Ochi koma, yefaisu lo bifnei atzmom. Rav's kasha was that there should be there's a pious by shnei gzirei eitzim, it's a package deal with the Trumas Hadashim. Rav asked, shnei gzirei eitzim, since this is an avoyde tamo, so therefore, it should have a pious pifnei atzmo. Yefaisu lo pifnei atzmo. That is pshat in Rav's kasha. So an avoyde tamo should be a pious pifnei atzmo. Emfer te gemore, kide omrinon. What is the teretz? So the Rishash wants to say that the teretz is as follows, that you're right, and we should really make a besondere pious. But the Gemara said we had a problem with Trumas Hadeshen. They made the Mesakan a pious for the Trumas Hadeshen, so now the Kahanim did not want to get up anymore, because it's hard to get up at night, number one, and wasn't such an avodah chshuva, so and they didn't know they'll be zeicher to the Trumas Hadeshen. So therefore, in order to give them an incentive to get up for the pious of Trumas Hadeshen, we had to make a package deal. We had to add on whoever zeicher to Trumas Hadeshen will be zeicher to the Siddur Atzei Meroch and the Siddur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. So that's the teretz to Rav's kasha. The teretz to Rav's kasha is that the Emerson you're 100% right. But the reason, reason there's no special pious for the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is because in order to ensure that we'll have a successful pious for the Trumas Hadeshen, we had to connect the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim together with the Trumas Hadeshen.